I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to a spiritual episode of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning series of books telling America's story through the eyes of those who lived and thrived during Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lykin, with his weekly On the Backlot report. The separation of church and state is a fundamental concept created by our American founders. However, Hollywood is consistently deemed important our secular nature in tandem with religion as part of a creative society. Today we confess that movie studios have not been shy in their approach. We begin with the strategy taken by the predominantly Jewish movie moguls during the studio era. Irish Catholics as Spencer Tracy and Pat O'Brien brought to the screen the gentle kind of balance between right and wrong that Depression-era children needed to learn. The stars wore the collars of all-knowing priests in advisory capacities. O'Brien tackled the city slums where the dead-end kids lived, while Tracy was memorable as the creator of Boys Town, Father Flanagan. Forgotten Hollywood highlights this particular Oscar-winning performance.
Boys Town is real. It is a drama greater than the imagination of Hollywood's best storytellers. 4,000 boys have passed through this city of little men. And now the drama, the laughter, the heartache, and the triumph of all these boys is crystallized in the story of one young renegade who came from the back streets into conflict with the one man who could save him.
I'm Father Flanagan. I saw your brother Joe just a little while ago. We had a long talk about you, Whitey. Joe wants you to come to Boys Town with me.
If you think you're going to make a plowjackie out of me, you got another thing coming.
Now look, Whitey, in a pinch, I can be tougher than you are, and I guess maybe this is the pinch. You're coming with me to Boys Town because that's the way your brother wants it.
Let's go.
Don't move.
There. We're coming through, Father.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
I'm Manny Pacheco, providing an honest assessment between the relationship of motion pictures and religion on forgotten Hollywood. Bing Crosby also earned an Academy Award for portraying a lyrical priest at odds with the traditions of the Catholic Church. Barry Fitzgerald also took home a statuette in Going My Way in 1944. Like Boys Town, the film spawned a popular sequel that co-starred Ingrid Bergman. The concept of prayer was on solid ground when the subject of marriage was part of the plot in Celluloid. I have two examples for you from award-winning musicals. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
I, Anton, take thee, Maria.
I, Maria, take thee, Anton.
Poor richer, poor poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to honor.
To hold and to keep.
From each sun to each moon.
From tomorrow to tomorrow.
From now to forever.
Till death do us part.
With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
Just a few more hours, that's all the time you've got. A few more hours before they tie the knot.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I gotta track them down in just a few more hours. Set them up, me darling. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. if I am whistling me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass and get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
For God's sake, get me to the church on time. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Some bloke's able, lift up the table and get me to the church on time. If I am flying, they shoot me down. If I am wooing, get her out of town. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church. Get me to the church. Oh, for God's sake, get me to the church on time.
Please get married in the morning.
Stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time.
He's got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in his prime.
Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, beat me out the door.
Oh, please get married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Grab me or jail me, stamp me and mail me, but get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
For God's sake, get me to the church on time.
Girls, come and kiss him, show how they miss him, and get him to the church on time. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get him to the church on time.
I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am wooing, get her out of town.
He's getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Some bloke who's able, lift up the table. Get me to the church on time.
Starlight is reeling down to bed now. Morning is smearing up the sky.
London is waking, daylight is breaking.
Good luck, old chum, good health, goodbye. Getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Hail and salute me, then haul off and greet me, and get me to the church. Get me to the church. For God's sake, get me to the church.
Build a chapel.
I build the chapel.
you build a chapel.
You build a chapel.
Oh, we build a chapel.
We build a chapel.
He built the chapel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sing it over. Amen. 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 See the baby wrapped in the manger. On Christmas morning,
amen, amen, amen.
See him in the temple,
amen,
talking with the elders,
amen,
who marvel at his wisdom.
Amen, amen, amen.
Down at the Jordan,
amen,
where John was baptizing,
amen,
and saving all sinners. See him at the seaside, talking with the fishermen, and making them disciples.
Amen, amen, amen.
Marching in Jerusalem,
amen,
over palm branches,
amen,
in pomp and splendor.
Amen, amen.
See him in the garden, praying to his Father, in deepest sorrow.
Amen, amen.
Led before Pilate, then they crucified him, but he rose on Easter.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died to save us,
amen,
and he lives forever.
What a great final scene from Lilies of the Field in 1963 on Forgotten Hollywood. Sidney Poitier won his Academy Award for playing Homer Smith in this small 1963 film. That old-time religion provided the narrative in Inherit the Wind and Elmer Gantry. That said, the epic genre was appropriate in reference and reverence to the Bible. The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, The Greatest Story Ever Told, Barabbas, and King of Kings made bona fide stars of Charlton Heston, Anthony Quinn, Jeffrey Hunter, and Max von Sydow. The climate of religious intolerance, especially during World War II, was the topic of The Sound of Music. It was the last score ever created by the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Here are excerpts from this epic musical on Forgotten Hollywood.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear. She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair. And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair. I've even heard her singing in the abbey. She's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real. She's always late for everything, except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flibbertigibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather.
She's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'll outpester any pest, drive a hornet from its nest.
She can throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's a headache,
she's an angel.
She's a girl.
How you solve a problem like Maria? How you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flippity gibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how you solve a problem like Maria.
This is Manny Pacheco delivering an hour of spiritual grace for you on Forgotten Hollywood. Producer Steve Guzman, picture this. A nun with a guitar. Got it in your mind? Yeah, okay, shaking his head. That's good. It's part of the formula that made The Sound of Music a bigger moneymaker than Gone with the Wind. Debbie Reynolds followed the success of Julie Andrews. She played a real-life story of a French sister who had a number one hit song internationally. And on television, Sally Field was made to fly using a nun's habit. And so it goes as we meet our maker on Forgotten Hollywood.
Dominique, Nica, Nica, I will tell of Dominique, his goodness to acclaim. And I pray the song I sing will some simple pleasure bring, that the world shall know his name. I will tell of Dominique as I sing this little song, and when I sing the chorus, all the world will sing along. Dominique, Nica, Nica, it was good, sing Dominique, he lived for you and me. From his labors long ago came a better world, I know, and his love shall always be. Though I'm poor, said Dominique, as he spoke unto the Lord, I will be your humble servant, and your love is my reward. Dominique, Nica, Nica, I will follow Dominique. knowledge will I pray, his teachings to obey, his words shall be my prayer. By the kindness of his heart and the labor of his hand, he brought love and understanding as he wandered through the land. Dominica, Nica, Nica, I will tell of Dominique, his goodness to obey. And I pray the song I sing will some simple pleasure bring, all the world shall know his name. Dominique, the mighty warrior, was a soldier of the Lord. His armor was devotion and the gospel was his sword. Dominique, Nica, Nica, it was good, Saint Dominique, he lived for you and me. From his labors long ago came a better world, I know, and his love shall always be. Through the blazing heat of summer and the chill of winter snow, I will follow Dominique, in his footsteps I will go. Dominique, Nica, Nica, I will follow Dominique, his burdens will I share. For his courage will I pray, his teachings to obey, his word shall be my prayer.
Traditions of the Jewish faith on the evening of the Sabbath from a poignant scene in Fiddler on the Roof. When we return, Whoopi Goldberg gets into the so-called act, if you know what I mean. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color! Come on in!
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. An unlikely champion of spiritual guidance was Whoopi Goldberg. It all began in Ghost, a 1990 motion picture which starred Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Whoa. my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
After Goldberg took home an Oscar for her role in Ghost, she had the clout to choose her next cinematic vehicle. She was a huge fan of Going My Way and decided she was best suited to don a nun's habit and buck the system. Her character in Sister Act brought a secular approach to filling church pews. It also worked in movie theaters across the country. With Maggie Smith as her friendly adversary, it was all great fun. A couple of tunes from Sister Act on Forgotten Hollywood.
See? Demerata.
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus.
Decoris Vice Mater Aspice.
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Oh, life our sweetness, here we go. Oh, Maria. Our hope in sorrow and in love.
Hollywood with a loving look at the Sister Act franchise. As with previous movies with lighthearted religious themes, Sister Act 2 was called into production. It met with the delight of filmgoers everywhere. The musical concept was the same combination of popular tunes interpreted in a theocratic turn before a congregation. We present Oh Happy Day on Forgotten Hollywood.
Okay, you guys. Relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come
here
and stand over here.
Day. When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
don't have to do better than this. All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
The Orange County Register's Gary Lycan. Really, Gary? You're way out of control.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us each week still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. I'm stopping in the Forgotten Hollywood office this week to check the mail. Here's an interesting survey from the folks at Yahoo on what it believes were the best religious movie musicals. Now, many are more contemporary than what we usually feature here, and a few were recognized by Manny, as well as on today's show. I'll do a countdown. Let's see if you agree. Religious musical movie number 10, The Singing Nun. The song Dominique propelled Janine Deckers to fame with a gig on The Ed Sullivan Show and the movie starring Debbie Reynolds. Also in the film were our kind of favorites, Ricardo Montalban, Greer Garson, Chad Everett, and Agnes Moorehead. Number 9, The Prince of Egypt, animated. With the exception of some whimsical liberties taken with the story for the sake of entertainment, it is a reasonably well-told version of the lives of Ramses and Moses. Number 8, a favorite of Manny's, Fiddler on the Roof. As fantastical, you love that word, as fantastical as most musicals are, this one gives a believable representation of the importance of religion and tradition to the Jewish people. Number 7, you heard Manny reference it earlier, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit Again. Sounds like a Gene Autry invitation. Dolores returns to the convent at the nun's request to help with problems. And, as we noted earlier, this was the follow-up to number 6, Sister Act. Whoopi Goldberg proved there's little she can't do. As Dolores Van Carter, a Reno lounge singer, she's forced into hiding in a convent after witnessing a mob murder. It's a heartfelt film with a comedic touch, and popular tunes give a spiritual twist. Stars include another one of our Forgotten Hollywood favorites, Mary Wicks and Maggie Smith. Number 5 religious movie musicals, the animated version of Hunchback of Notre Dame. Loosely based on the Victor Hugo book of the same name, Hunchback follows the life of Quasimodo, the deformed bell ringer who lives in the bell tower of the famed cathedral. Number 4, yes, The Sound of Music. Do I need to tell you the story? Okay, here's the short version. Julie Andrews struggles with her devotion to God and the church she serves when she meets the handsome Captain Von Trapp. Sent to his home by the convent to be a nanny to his 7 children during World War II, Maria finds herself drawn to the captain and his children. Number 3, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Donny Osmond reprised his long-running, more than 2,000 performances in this theatrical version of the film that's now in the movies. Number 2, Godspell, a musical based on the Gospel according to St. Matthew. First conceived of as his master thesis project by John Michael Tebelak, Godspell is a contemporary telling of the New Testament from John the Baptist to the crucifixion of Jesus. And survey says, religious musical movie number 1, of course, Jesus Christ Superstar. Andrew Lloyd Webber's rock opera uses St. John's Gospel to tell the story of Jesus' last 6 days of life as seen through the eyes of Judas, his betrayer. Take a big sigh there. Well, Manny, I guess I could say you, Steve, and I got religion on this show. Gosh, if I were in the barnyard, not in the office, could I say holy cow? Guess it's time to move back to the back lot. Oh my God, look at Steve. He's even looking at me like he's in seventh heaven enjoying this episode. And back to you, Manny.
Thank you, Gary, for preaching to the back lot choir. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, stop genuflecting in my presence. I hope today's assignment provided a joyful experience. Let me conclude by offering the darker side of the cloth as a controversial tithe. The biggest cinematic hit that challenged our faith was, ironically, The Exorcist. Max von Sydow returned to a religious-themed motion picture when he played a priest determined to meet the devil by fighting on his own terms. This 1973 fire-and-brimstone thriller may have created a rise in church attendance nationwide, and it was an omen of things to come for modern producers in Hollywood. Excuse the pun. And join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.